Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The speed that he's playing the game at right now. He sees everything. He's so long. All of his limbs are just, they're everywhere. He can get to the passer. He can widen out and then, you know, cut on an in cut extremely quick, almost quicker than the receiver can. So just the game that he's processing, just the way he's processing the game right now, it's just so quick. His body's moving along with his mind, and it's awesome to see. He's just out there making play after play.
Obviously this is it's a big game for both teams, the AFC Championship rematch, but do you find yourself struggling to not make it bigger than it is? Because it is a big game. It's a Sunday night football. Do you have to rein yourself in and remember that it is maybe just one of 17?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's week five, you know. I would assume that they're thinking the same thing. Everybody wants to make this big deal about the AFC Championship rematch, and I get that's what it is, but it's a new year. And, you know, this team's different than last year, and their team's different than last year. They're the kind of the gold standard of what you would want to be as an AFC team. You know, being to the AFC Championship the last 3 years and, competing for Super Bowls is what they've been doing. You know, so that's what every team wants to be. And until somebody knocks them off in the playoffs, that won't change. But again, this is week five. It's the biggest game on our schedule, like I said earlier, because it's the next one, and that's how we're approaching this game.
In terms of Mahomes, look, you're going to be rivals for a long time. He got you twice last year. Does that kind of roil you a little bit?
No, I mean, obviously I wish I would have played better in those games and helped our team win a football game. But that's all I'm trying to do, put us in a position where we can try to win a football game, and that's all I can do. And again, I got the utmost respect for Pat and his game, and really as a person too. He's an amazing human being, and you see him on the field. He makes some unbelievable plays, and one of the, if not the best quarterback in the league right now. So I got a lot of praise for him, and anytime you play against that team, they're never out of it. So, we got to be on our P's and Q's on offense and, like I said, try to give ourselves a chance to win a game.
Josh, I know last year is in the past, but one of the things coming out of that game were a couple of times where you were down in their end and kicked field goals instead of maybe going for it on fourth down. In those types of situations, I recognize they're all unique and different, but how much are you campaigning maybe with Brian or with Sean to go for it? I would imagine, offensive player's mentality is almost always to want to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, if it were up to me, I'd go for it every time, but we got to trust what the analytics and the stats show and ultimately what Coach McDermott's gut's telling him. We're out there just trying to execute, and, obviously everybody wants six instead of three down there, and, when we get those opportunities, we have to execute, and I can't say that we've been great in the red zone this year, so that's a point of emphasis that we're going to have. You know, once we get down there, we got to put six on the board and really help our defense out that way by putting points up.
They're sometimes willing to send big blitzes, six-plus guys. Just kind of what do you think of their defensive, that challenge that they...
Yeah, I mean, they're extremely versatile on defense. They got safeties that will cover receivers, tight ends, running backs. They got corners that will cover everybody on the field, too. They'll give you different looks, play man from different looks. So they really, really switch it up on you. So just making sure we're right on our reads and understanding from me pressure, getting the ball out to the right guy and giving ourselves the chance to catch and run. But, the defense, it just presents a really, really tough challenge. And, film week, film review, pressure review that's going to be huge for us this week, making sure protections are good. And when we're not protected, I got to make a good decision with the football.
A lot was made of their cornerbacks' sticky coverage during last year's game. Tony Romo made a big deal out of it, understandably. Would you think it's sticky or handsy?
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job of disrupting receivers at the line of scrimmage. And they're not flagged if they don't call them. So, they're again, I think they return most of their guys from last year. Obviously some switch-ups, but their corners, they'll get in your face and jam you at the line. So our receivers got to do a good job, and we got to win some one-on-one battles. But again, that's every week, you know. And when it's zone, find the right zone to put the ball in. When it's man, you got to have your guys win. So that'll never change.
Josh, last year, you guys got into a lot of games that were high scoring. There were some shootouts last year. How different is it this season? Because their defense clearly is playing at a different level, I think, than they did last year. How comforting is it to know that you don't have to score every time you get the ball, like in some games you kind of did last year?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately that's our goal, is to score every drive, and we understand, that's not going to happen. But ending every possession with a kick, albeit a field goal, PAT, or a punt, not giving them a short field. But again, their defense, it's only week five. They're only going to continue to get better, and they're going to find their groove. And their defensive coordinators, his track record speaks for itself. He's coaching a lot of big games and won a lot of big games. So, I got no doubt that defense will get going. So we got to be ready for whatever they throw at us.
Your own defense, though, is what I was talking about. Knowing that you've got these guys, you don't have to score every time, it seems like, this year, because they're playing so well on the other side for you guys.
Yeah, but again, complementary football, what we're going to do is obviously put up points early and try to make the other team one-dimensional. And, Coach McDermott preaches that. And really, that's a goal for every team, to be able to force them to be in passing situations where our D-line can pin their ears back and try to go get the quarterback. So it all complements each other, and we got to be good on our part as well.
Josh, Sean seemed fairly perturbed about the fumble issue, and I know obviously the weather was a big factor in the last game, but has it been frustrating that this continues to be something that needs to be worked on and emphasized through the year, and hasn't at least gotten improved on yet?
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't want to turn the ball over, and we don't want to put the ball on the ground. I don't want to put the ball in harm's way in the air. That's a point of emphasis every week, and we got to be better at it. We know that. So we're doing drills and all that stuff, but once the game goes, we got to trust our guys to make the right decisions and cover up, and I got no doubt we will.
Josh, you talked last week about the wet ball drill. Obviously came in handy playing in those elements. Now going on the road, I saw you kind of working with Mitch and some silent counts and stuff of that. How much can you replicate that during the week, going into such a hostile environment for the first time in a long time, to be a sellout crowd on the road?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the most hostile environment I've ever played in. Kansas City, it's known for being extremely loud. So, really, whatever you expect, it's not going to even amount to how it's going to be. So we got to be on point. My voice is going to be probably pretty hoarse after the game. Just inside the huddle, making sure we're getting the play calls, communication on point. Because once you kind of spread out, you got to either get to a check somehow quick, and you got to go, because that play clock's running down on you, and it makes it really tough. So it's a big advantage, to have a crowd like that. And we got to be ready for it. And like I said, go out there and try to execute.
Is there some other way, besides just making practice as loud as possible, to to be prepared for it, that you can rep during the week?
Not really. It's just being on the same page with your receivers, getting up to the line and making as many and as quickly check you can to get the protection the right way. And trust your gut, and if you're wrong, make it right with the read, and ultimately that's the main thing.
That's like how you can physically prepare, but is there any mental preparations that you do preparing for an environment?
Yeah, I mean, coming out here and whether it be signaling, making sure our receivers know what signals mean, our line getting up and letting them know how we're trying to anticipate our snap count and how to try to change some things up. But ultimately, it's the communication from Dave's to me out to the players. I got to be an extension of him, and just execute our game plan and go from there.
You said it was maybe the most hostile environment. What others compare?
I don't know. I mean, I played in Nebraska, and that was pretty hostile in college. That was pretty loud. But as far as stadiums in the NFL goes, Arrowhead is always at the top of the list of the loudest. you know, by decibel, and it happens the entire game. Every snap you're on offense, it's going to be extremely loud. So we got to understand that and try to prepare for it as much as we can. But ultimately, when it comes to game time Sunday night, we'll have to make some in-game adjustments, I'm sure, and you know, try to learn as we go on.
They were only 20% full last year, too.
I mean, yeah, it was loud last year, too. And like you said, there's only 17 some odd thousand fans. So, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people there, and it'll be, we know it's going to be loud. You know, and winning games on the road is never easy, but, you know, that's our goal.
Do you think we talk about the AFC Championship rematch and all that. Do you think, I'm going to lump everyone together in terms of reporters, do you think we're making too big of a deal at this?
I mean, that's our job. You know, we're in the entertainment business, and that's the narrative that sticks with it. And as players, we understand that. But like I alluded to earlier, it's week five. You know, we're not going to let whether we win or lose, we're not going to let that game, you know, define who we are. We're going to have to keep learning and keep growing as the season goes on. But it is, like I said, it is the biggest game because it's the next one, and all of our attention is focused towards this one.
Who on your offense do you think feeds the most off of a hostile road environment?
Probably Steph. You know, he's got a lot of fire in him. Probably really all the receivers, I think. You know, once they make a play and try to quiet the crowd down, you know, that's always a good feeling. But you know, I don't think this crowd's going to get too quiet too often. So when we got opportunities to make plays, we're going to have to make them.
Is it a receiver's trait, or is it these guys more?
I think it's a good receiver's trait, for sure, to use that emotion to help them on the field. So, and we got a lot of good receivers. They got a lot of trust in these guys, and they're doing the right things. And you know, I expect that to continue on the field, for them to do the right things and make the right reads and our choice routes. And you know, I just got to get the ball to them.
Josh, it's your first night game. Obviously, you've played in so many of them. Do you like them? I know, like, we talk about it. Like, we sit in the hotel all day, and we're like, all right, we're going to the stadium at, like, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Like, what do we do all morning? Like, for you, like, what is the mental aspect of playing in a night game?
It's just a longer day. Usually, you wake up, you're straight to the hotel or straight to the stadium getting ready for a game. Obviously, night game, you kind of wake up really whenever you want. We usually have breakfast or a stretch or a little walk through, then you have a few more hours just to hang out, and it just feels like the game takes so long to get there. And so that's just the mental challenge of it, I think, is just staying as mentally prepared as possible and not letting the hours go by affect your mental state.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.